Essence, you don't need no other body. Wizkid, Justin Bieber, and Tems. It's 959, it's Car Drive. We are on the streets, we're on the air. We kicked it off with Mario, Let Me Love You. You know, yeah, when the music is this fire, the show's gonna match. But I mean, the music is always fire, so I guess the show always matches. Have you heard the saying, I'm here for a good time, not a long time?
Yes.
Now, have you heard this saying being applied to a relationship?
No.
Yeah.
Because that's not a relationship then.
It is. Why is it not a relationship?
It's a situationship.
Yeah. If you're here for a good time, remember relationship encompasses a lot of things. The good, the bad, and the ugly. If you're just picking the good times, that's not a relationship.
No, guys. If I'm in and I'm out before things go bad and ugly, that's a relationship. Well, who are you to tell me it's not a relationship?
Yeah, fella, who am I? But I'm Ngukufuni. If you're just here for the good times.
Yeah. So it depends on a lot of things. It depends on your age, depends on where you are in your life. But I can tell you right now, somebody listening, and perhaps even some people in this room, have been in a relationship where they knew, which this is not the person I'm going to spend the rest of my life with.
Mm.
But they were still in that relationship.
Because it was fun.
Yeah.
In the moment.
I've been with people that I knew I was never, ever, 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 ever going to be with. And I didn't take them home. I didn't let them meet my parents, my sisters, nothing.
Just the vibe.
You knew. Yeah, vibes only.
Yeah. Oh. No, I get it.
I saw a meme yesterday. Some girl sitting on her bed, looking so despondent, holding up a placard saying, "Hey, Siyafihla, man."
Yeah. You know? And I thought about this topic, I was like, yeah, maybe it's only a women thing. And I was like, no, actually, guys, probably more than women, get into relationships that are dead end. Mm. And they can see the things are dead end, but they're still there.
Yo, and as with girls, barato hope.
I was about to say.
Yeah, girls have so much hope. They're like, you all know, one day this guy will catch feelings and fall for me. Oh, also because you think, yeah, maybe this is it. Hey, maybe there's no better out there, you know. Let me just tolerate with this person that I know, because I'm probably going to leave this relationship and find the worst of the worst. So, yeah.
Or you hope that they'll change for the better. Like if it's something that they do that makes you think I won't be in this relationship for forever. But at the back of your mind, you hope maybe they'll change for the better. Then maybe I'll be with them for forever type thing.
Mm. But you know you are lying to yourself.
Definitely.
You know
you always know. Yourself. Yeah.
So you're saying if the guy says up front, guys, I'm here for a good time, and you agree to it, but then you change the rules along the way.
Yeah, I've been in a situation like that.
That's your fault, Gant.
Yeah, no, it is my fault.
It's always your fault, Sedman. Because you always know it's Umundwe now. It's always your fault.
Especially if the person has come honestly saying, as in sisters, I'm just here for a vibe.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, I'll give you such a vibe that you won't want to leave me ever.
This thing ain't serious.
Yeah.
And you have warm up, but then you catch feelings.
Yeah, I mean, I've caught feelings already because, I mean, but now I want you to catch feelings. So I'll just ride it out, even though I know, this guy is not here for that.
At least he was honest. Big ups to brother man who was honest.
Yeah.
But also, there's something else that I say, man. Honesty aside, you get into a relationship, you explore the parameters of the relationship, and then you realize some of your needs aren't met. Right?
Yes.
But then you're already in there, you're engaged, you're like, okay, let me just ride it out. You know it's not really going to lead anywhere. Mm. You're like, I don't want to really break her heart. This thing will just fizzle out on its own.
Yeah.
So what? It's locked down or whatever, you know? Things like that.
Yeah, that happens because you can outgrow a person or you just have different interests. And that's the tricky part now, the exit strategy. And and guys are guilty of hanging onto something for a long time, even though they know they're not there anymore. Like emotionally, they're no longer invested. As you say, you're waiting for it to fizzle out, or you're trying to annoy her that she will break up with you if you're scared or if you're a coward. But I find women, when they're over you, you'll know quick.
Mm-mm, that's not even the case. You find that a woman is in this relationship and they're trying to figure out if there's something better out there, but they're still in the relationship. So if they don't find anything, that's remotely close.
When your sisters stopped loving me, I knew straight away. She was like, done.
Abantu bayafostela, also peer pressure. Like, guys, society, people just doing it also for the gram. People doing it for people. They know when they get home, it's not a vibe. But they just there. That, you know, I left my other relationship. Now I'm leaving this one.
That is so
can't do that. So it happens. It's a problem, guys.
Okay, so then give us a shout. Okay? You can even call us anonymously, because I know this one, everybody's going to be calling in. If you're in a relationship currently, you're like, no, I can see this thing is a dead end. But it's still siyakudlaka, and you just give us a shout. 086-00-00959. Hit us up on WhatsApp, 063-688-0959.